There are more women in tech than you think, and I think it's getting more and more of them, so it's not like it's a scary, boring, male-dominated industry. It's actually fun. It's probably the best place to be during this time.
My name is Esprit Devora, host of the Women in Tech Show. The show means a lot to me. The reason why I wanted to create the Women in Tech Show is I wanted to create a positive piece of content, something where people can listen and say, if she can do it, so can I. I call it actionable empowerment. Every single episode, you'll hear the story of a fantastic woman in tech, from engineers to founders to investors to journalists to designers, all sorts of different females in tech who have thrived. I want to share their stories with you so that you can know what resources, mentors, and life situations they accessed in order to get to where they are today. Enjoy.
Welcome back to the Women in Tech podcast. I am so excited to be in Tartu, Estonia for Startup Day. It is the largest event Tartu has had for startups. It's one of the largest events, I think, in Estonia, right?
Yeah.
And it's really, really, really exciting to be discovering women in tech here. Anna, hello, welcome.
Hello.
So go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hi, so thanks for having me here. I'm Anna. I'm an engineer for a software company, a mobile billing company, Fortumo, based in Tartu, Estonia.
What does Fortumo do?
So we do mobile billing, carrier billing. So we allow people without credit cards pay for virtual and digital and physical goods using their phone, using their carrier, your SIM cards, using carrier billing.
And how long have you worked for Fortumo?
Over 3 years now, but I used to be actually integrations manager, so that's something like technical project manager for a company. So I helped top-notch customers to onboard, to start using our products. So it was something like VIP technical support job. And it was really cool, and I've been doing that for 3 years. And then at some point, I thought that, okay, I want to learn something new, and I moved over to engineering team.
And when did you first fall in love with technology?
Oh, I think I was a baby, probably. You see, my mother was a software engineer.
Wait, really?
Really,
that's,
yes.
That's very unique, though,
yes,
right?
Yeah. Kind of in the Soviet Union.
Yeah. So how did you find Fortumo? Like, why did you pick them to work with?
Tartu is a small city, so you're looking for a job, you know, some kind of know what you want to do. So what I was looking for was something like technical project management at that time. And Tartu is small, you know all the companies, so you look what kind of job offers other. And you go and talk to everyone. So at that point, I think it was like 4 or 5 companies I was picking from. And I just loved Fortumo because it was the best compromise between a serious company doing serious business, but it still had this fun startup vibe. So I think this is how all startups should look like when they grow up.
Right.
And it was so cool.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what would you say you've learned about yourself in achieving your dreams?
Well, you can do anything. So this is especially what programming teaches you. So you have a task and you have tools to do it. And you have to just keep moving in the right direction until you achieve your goal, until you program the things that you want. And you can do the same with your life. So you just define your goal and you move in that direction. And then at some point you find yourself there. Then you just need the next goal.
I love it. I've never heard it described that way, like in a programming sense, and I love that. And what would you say is a kind of mentality used to overcome challenges?
I don't know. I might be the person who just thinks that, okay, I will just split it up to small parts, which are not that scary, and then I will tackle them one by one, and then at some point you just find yourself on another side.
Yeah.
So that's usually how I do and solve all the bigger troubles which seem scary on the first glance.
Totally. Like breaking it down to little pieces always helps. What would you recommend to someone that wants to get involved in technology today? Like, where should they get started?
It's so easy today, actually. Where I started, I had printed books with program codes that I typed in into my 386 computer, ancient one, to get it to play some music or draw pictures. And nowadays, it's so easy. So there are so many cool online courses for learning all kinds of languages, and they're actually fun. So you go there and you learn new stuff, but you're also making cool stuff which you can already use.
Yeah.
So I can't even recommend some specific one because I look through multiple ones and I love most of them. So
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, and I actually have friends who are not in IT, but they're looking to get into IT.
Yeah.
So they've tried out some of these courses, and I see great progress there. So some are looking into going on to the university to study. So it was not scary. It was fun. They liked it, and they want more of it. I think it's cool.
The coolest thing is when you can build something right away. I learned... I'm not a programmer, but I learned a bit about how to program by just building my MySpace pages. And so it's like being able to see me change colors and formatting and everything by just like tinkering around and seeing immediately like what the results, it makes it the most fun way to learn.
Yeah, it's not scary. It's fun. There are more women in tech than you think, and I think it's getting more and more of them, so it's not like it's a scary, boring, male-dominated industry. It's actually fun. It's probably the best place to be during this time, so it's where all the fun things happen, and you can learn, and you can move forward with the flow, and find yourself in new cool places.
I love that. I love that. You're so positive. You're like the perfect person. Thank you, Anna, so much for spending your time with the Women in Tech podcast.
Thank you for having me.
It was a blessing to like run into you. And again, we're here at Startup Day here in Tartu, Estonia. If you want to connect with more incredible people like Anna in the Women in Tech world, go to womenintechvip.com. That's womenintechvip.com. That takes you to the Facebook group. And there you can meet so many more awesome people. I will see you guys in the next episode.
This episode of the Women in Tech Show is powered by UpGuard. UpGuard's discovery engine brings visibility to complex IT environments, enabling teams to quickly identify risk, confirm compliance, and make business safer. They are proud supporters and employers of incredible women in tech. To be notified every time a new Women in Tech episode is released, simply text Women in Tech to 310-872-2423. That's 310-872-2423. To support the Women in Tech Show, it's super easy. All you need to do is start doing your Amazon shopping by clicking on this link first, womenintechshow.com/Amazon. That's womenintechshow.com/Amazon. The Women in Tech Show is hosted by Esprit Devora, edited by MKW Films, show notes provided by Carl Marty, music by Jay Huffman Live. The Women in Tech Show is a WeAreTech.fm production.